A Masters update for Drummond Golf, where the massive Masters sale is now on.
And it's great to catch up with Mark Allen. Of course, he is our golf expert, of course, and there are some massive Masters sales on at Drummond at the moment. Marco, there's been a magnificent day of golf at Augusta.
Hard to believe, KB, how good it was. DC and Barmy, hello to you as well. I'll tell you what, if you had any chance, if you saw what Jordan Spieth was doing the first round of the Augusta today, he couldn't be anything but impressed. The kid's only 21 or 22 years old, and for him to be standing on that 15th tee, 8 under par, and just bomb one down the middle, it looked like he was going to shoot that 62. No one's ever shot a 62 in major golf, but today it looked like it was going to happen. But look, Augusta Country Club, Masters, the way it is positioned and the aura of this tournament certainly took a toll. But even after the bogey on 15, to see the kid make that birdie on 18, he thinks differently. He's a different thinker from everybody else. And not everybody else, I shouldn't say that. He's a different thinker from most professional golfers. He's in the elite way he gets around the golf course. And watch him do what he did today was pretty impressive. And look, Jason Day was close. Five birdies in a row, bogeyed that 17th hole, made a reasonable par on 18, which was handy. But it was a fantastic day of golf, KB, and I'm sure you would have seen a little bit.
Yes, I did. He was on the 14th too. He nearly eagled the 14th out of, looked like was the pine chips to me, and hit the flagstick, and I don't think he even knew how close he was to getting that eagle.
Look, sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and Jordan Spieth got it. You know, on the 12th hole, he was 5 under through 10 holes, and 11 is a tough hole. He made a beautiful 4 there. I mean, it was a tough shot. He had to hit one low under a branch and get it onto that green with the water on the left, and goodness knows what's on the right. A tough place to get up and down from, and he just hit the most beautiful shot and two-putted. He hits it on the 12 to 10 feet, which is a great shot. He hits the putt. He knows he's missed. He starts walking, and it goes in. On 13, he hits a driver, hits the trees, bounces about in the middle of the fairway, plays up and makes the birdie. And on 14, after another loose shot, he hit a lot of loose shots in this. It's hard to believe, but he hit a lot of loose shots in his 64. After another loose shot on 14, he hits a 5-iron underneath a branch, lands on the front edge. It's going to go about 30 foot past, but it hits the pin and stops 2 feet away. So he had a fair bit of luck as well. But still, to regroup after the bogey on 15, make that par-par, and then the birdie on 18, he's an impressive player, a really impressive kid. And, you know, we saw him at the Australian Open. No one's ever shot, played around the golf like that to win the Australian Open. But, you know, the Australian Open, for a lot of people, even over here, they don't really talk about it. The Australian Open sits at a different level. You do that sort of stuff here, and you're a superstar of world sports, not just golf. And this kid's well on the way. He's an impressive character.
It was fantastic. So I actually missed what happened on the 15th with his. So he drove it into the middle of the fairway, but still had a bogey. What did he hit in the water?
Yeah, no, he hit a bomb. He hit a bomb off the tee, right in perfect position. It just spin in between clubs, DC. And what he was trying to do is trying to fade a hybrid. Now, when you fade shots, it makes the ball stop quicker on the green. So he was trying to fade a hybrid, but in these situations, you can double cross it, it's called. So you try, even though you're trying to hit a fade, you actually close the club face a little bit. And that's from deceleration. And when you do that, the ball actually goes further. So he double crossed it. It went way over the green, almost into the water at the back. And that's an impossible chip. We saw it once upon a time. Phil Mickelson hit a ridiculous lob shot that went close. But not too many people are brave enough to do that in this situation. So he chipped it up and then three putted from the back edge. So look, he did fail in that, you know, aspect of his round today, but he was pretty impressive. Jason Day was also impressive. Adam Scott, just beautiful from tee to green, really. I mean, the shots that I saw him play, he looked like he was in control, but putted reasonably average. You know, if you had a look at the putts that he needed to hold to get on a roll, they just weren't falling, which was disappointing. Tiger Woods was interesting. He lost the plot early in his round. He was actually putting from off the green where he should have been chipping a couple of times. So he's a bit nervous about that. But then in the back nine, you know, when the wheels were falling off, he hit in the water on 12 and hit a few loose shots. I reckon he would have dropped the club in his follow-through about six times. They should put a little calculation together and show him, because it looks really bad when you do that sort of stuff. But he would have done it six or seven times today. But, geez, he's a grinder, and he grounded out. I think he shot one over par. He ground that out. He's a fighter, and you know that's what made him the best we've ever seen, was the fact that he could actually play from tee to green like no one we've ever seen back in 2000 and cut very well. But he also won tournaments purely from grinding. That grinding aspect of his golf game just came to light today. And again, he ground out a beautiful 73, if there's such a thing.
And just finally, Marco, we can tell everyone Jordan Spieth is 8 under the card. He leads from Hoffman at 5 under. Justin yep. Rose is at 5 under. And then yep. Ernie Els winding back the clock. This is the one tournament he wants to win. I read an article on him recently saying that, you know, before he finishes golf, you know, he wants to win the Masters. He needs to win the Masters. What is he now, 44 years of age? Shot 5 under.
45 years old, Ernie Els. And he's been playing just average, but I heard him after his round, he reckons he's found a new driver shaft. And you know, every player, it seems, over here, and I've mentioned it to the boys in the Morning Glory, every player looking for driver speed or club speed, and he thinks the lighter shaft is going to get an extra bit of club speed. But the one bloke I want to talk to you about, KB, because I know you love him, Tom Watson, at the age of 65, got 71.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, the British Open, he almost won. And that's not too long ago, you know. You're 60-something. You almost won that British Open. Two beautiful shots in the 72nd hole. It went over the back, and he ended up losing the playoff. But what he did today, it's 71, under par around a golf course where there's a few par fives, a few par fours. We can't get there in two. He's just a freak of nature. He's amazing. I hope he makes the cut.
Well, that gives Tiger some chances. Tiger's only, 39, so he's got another 26 years to reach Tom Watson, so he's still got a chance of winning. Mark, always great to catch up. Really appreciate that, and we'll talk to you right across the weekend and, of course, on Monday on that final round as well. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, KB. And Barmy, from a Collingwood member, mate, congratulations on the way you and the club have handled that situation with the two boys. Well done, mate.
There's plenty of work to go. Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
And Marco, just before you go, can you just make sure that spot for the full SEN team to broadcast live from Augusta next year is sorted out? Because I know that's high on your agenda.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it just for you, DC.
Very good. Good stuff.
Mark Allen's always brought you by Drummond Golf. Don't forget, they actually have a massive master sales right on now, so get down to Drummond Golf. We'll take a break. We're coming back. Of course, Neil Barmer's joined us along with DC Dave Colbert. Max Walker will join us in this hour as well. Jason Richardson, of course, off to the races. Dave Loudon, Sport in the Media. And then Dermot is going to finish us off with Friday Footy Focus.